Prologue, June 28th, 2028. Kara propped herself up against the makeshift bar in the front of the cargo plane, her long black hair billowing in a cold rush of air. The sun peeked in the open cargo door. Her glistening eyes sparkled as the rays refracted through her tears. She didn't want to die today, but she knew she would if she didn't do something. The roar of the plane's engines was deafening, but it also gave her a sense of calm as she surveyed the surrounding scene. An unconscious guard, empty jump seats where Jack and Sarah had been, and the sun urging her to take action. Her breathing slowed and became staccato as she tried to ignore the pain, clutching the gunshot wound in her side. Crawling over the guard, she took his gun and slowly dragged herself to the cockpit. The door was ajar from when the co-pilot had rushed out and tumbled out of the plane with Sarah. It all felt like a dream. Jack and Sarah were gone. If she were to live, she needed to act. Opening the door as they began their descent, she pointed the weapon at the pilot and grabbed the first aid kit from the wall of the cockpit. Kara wrapped her torso with a bandage and sat in the navigator's jump seat, the bright red blood stain widening on the white bandage. The pilot prepared to land at a private airstrip near Orvieto, Italy. As they descended, Kara pulled herself up in the doorframe and glared at the pilot. "You will tell no one I survived. If anyone asks, I was lost over the Mediterranean like the others. Now take me to my friend's place, or you will not live to fly again." The pilot, not a killer, readily complied and helped her struggle from the plane to his jeep. He raced from the secluded airstrip toward her friend's villa in Tuscany. Driving up the long, tree-lined lane, he urged her to stay awake. Kara was getting weaker. The once white bandage was now fully crimson. The pilot left her on the flower-filled stone porch and rang the bell as he left. Kara was about to disappear, if she survived. Kara's friend Anna swung open the door and gasped as she saw Kara's condition. She was a doctor and immediately crouched down and began assessing Kara's wound. Kara had lost a lot of blood. Anna could see where the bullet had entered her lower left abdomen and left through her side. She kept her friend alert while she called an ambulance. The hospital confirmed what Anna had hoped. No internal organs were damaged. Her rib was fractured, but it had deflected the bullet away from any vital areas, saving her life. Kara stayed with Anna while she recovered. With transfusions and rest, Kara would make a full recovery and live to see the sunset once again.